Exciting news. Gettle is now the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
Coast to coast, nonstop action. This is the premier source for National Hockey League news. Scores, highlights, and the Anaheim Ducks. It's time to light the lamp with Alexis Downey.
Welcome to Light the Lamp. I'm Alexis Downey here at Great Park Ice, and we just wrapped up the Anaheim Ducks 2024 Development Camp. It was an awesome week of learning a lot of new faces on the ice as well, including this year's draft picks. I had the chance to catch up with the majority of them coming up here soon in some of these interviews. But first, we're going to kick things off with the San Diego Gulls head coach Matt McIlvain, as this was his second year running Development Camp, and we talked all about it. Enjoy. We're joined now by Matt McIlvain. Matt, second development camp in the books now for you. How was it this week?
So much fun. We felt real good about our camp last year, and you know, our big goal, you know, coming into this camp is, you know, can we start to build relationships together? It's, you know, from the players, you know, hopefully we've got future teammates in this room, and then from the players within our staff, and just getting used to all the resources that Anaheim has available. There's a lot of relationships that have to be built, and then our goal, similar to last year, is we just want guys to be able to take a nugget or two that they can go home and then go work on, because all of a sudden rookie camp will be here in a hurry, and that we can close some gaps between where they are and where they want to be.
A number of new faces, obviously, with the recent draft, Beckett Seneca, Stan Solberg as well, those first rounders. What did you think of how they were able to develop this week?
I'm not sure how much developing someone's going to do in 5 days. We're loading them in with information, and then it's up to them to use it and moving forward. But one of the things that you can see right away is, you know, Beckett's range. He's long, skill. I think he showed real well today in the 3-on-3, but really all the way through the week. And Stan, you can see the competitiveness from him from the very first time that the game presented him opportunities. He was certainly able to show that. And our goal, coaching-wise, is just can we plant a nugget or two that they can leave, work on, and come back better and be ready to push for Anaheim.
Ryan Getzlaf joined the staff this week as well. How did he have an impact on some of these players?
How do you not look at Ryan and listen to what he has to say? I mean, he's, I think he leads Anaheim Ducks all time, games played, assists. He's captain, I think, 7 years. He's a legend of the game and the organization. And so with that experience comes great knowledge, but I mean, instant credibility for the players. And Ryan's also a lot of fun to have around. So, you know, I think that he brings so much valuable insight for the players that they're fortunate to be able to dive into.
What's the biggest message you've kind of had for the group as a whole this week?
Our job in this week is to kind of sprinkle in some organizational principles. So we stuck to a similar format that we used from last season. This is a skating heavy camp because skating is very important in the NHL. You watch what the finals looked like this year, and everybody can skate. You know, we have an element of the camp where we're dedicating to shooting, an element where we're dedicating to puck protection, one with one-on-one defense. And it was fun this year as we were planning. Kind of ran everything by Coach Cronin. You know, how is this fitting for organizational principles? And then made a couple little adjustments, make sure that we've got alignment from development camp through San Diego right into Anaheim. And so, yeah, it was a really a team effort to put it together.
Cutter obviously came in with a high profile. He's also a more mature prospect, a D+2 guy. What did you see out of him this week on the ice, and also how, in terms of integrating himself within the group?
So on our very first day, we had a meeting with our mental performance coach, and she asked, you know, what are a couple of things we can focus on for the week? And what Cutter said right away was, I want to be a leader for the guys that are just experiencing camp for the first time. And for somebody to jump in new to the organization and be able to take on that responsibility right away, I applauded him for it. And I said, hey, let's keep and build on that, because that's exactly what he will be and is for the organization as a leader.
Speaking of that, Cutter, I mean, this is going to be kind of a build-up summer for him. You know, obviously he played his first game, but he'll be going into his first camp in the fall, and then obviously be trying to win a job. Did he give off that vibe of someone that's, you know, kind of determined to do that? That's that, that's his mindset, that to be on that team in the fall, you know, and opening night.
Yeah, because going back to a question you asked earlier about Ryan Getzlaff, Ryan and I were just chatting in the coach's room, and he asked me, do you think anybody in this camp is gearing at the spot on the Ducks? And the first guy that came to my mind was Cutter. I think that by his body language, with a couple little conversations, you can sense that that's certainly a goal for him. And it's going to be something that he's going to be striving for come camp.
Maybe this is a better question for Jeff Glass, but just the set of promising goaltenders you're able to work with this week, what have you thought of how they're kind of progressing?
First thing, it's a great room to walk into if you want to feel short. You go into the goalies room and you go look up and you're looking at all these guys that are just monsters. And you know, of course, we know Thomas Sukanik and what he did last year for us in San Diego. And Callie Klang is here for another camp. And it's been fun to meet Slava and get to know Damien a little bit more through the camp. And you know, it's been a really interesting experience just to be able to get to know guys a little bit deeper. And for me, it's my first time getting to work with Sudsy. He's also a legend of the organization, and unfortunately we're not able to be together next year, but that has been really enjoyable for us as well.
We just wrapped up Ducks Development Camp. I'm joined now by Cutter Gauthier. Cutter, this was your first dev camp, but how did it feel this week being here in Anaheim?
Yeah, it was great. Staff, like I've said in the past, has been super welcoming, super cool to learn from, you know, guys like Ryan Getzlaff and Scott Niedermeyer and just kind of those Hall of Fame type of names out here. And it was a fun week. You know, I didn't know a lot of guys coming in here, and, you know, I got some new buddies to go home with. So it was a fun week, had lots of fun, and really enjoyed it.
I saw Ryan Getzlaff working with you a little bit 2 days ago. What was he telling you and what were you working on?
Yeah, I was just talking to him about face-offs. I mean, obviously, everyone who knows who he is, and he was a star in the league for such a long time, and anything I could do to kind of pick his brain, I was trying to do. Just little pointers on face-offs and what to do on an offside, and he was super open to helping me, and he gave me a couple tips that I'll take home too.
As far as the rest of the staff that was here, what were some other things that you were able to work on this week under Matt McIlvain and the rest of the staff?
Yeah, they were super great. I mean, some stuff that I definitely didn't know before, like skating coach McKenzie, obviously teaching us some new, you know, stride mechanics and stuff like that. And, you know, and just the skill part of stuff too, with those coaches teaching us kind of skills to do kind of when you have your own time on the ice and you're kind of messing around, getting ready for a skate, just something that you could do, you know, 14 minutes and 24 seconds a day. So that's what they used a lot this week, calling it 1% each day. And yeah, it was super great. I took a lot from this camp, and I'm excited to get back home and, you know, start working on those little details.
You talked about just getting to know some of these other guys that are here with you this week. What was it like just getting to hang out with them, be around them every day, and some new faces for you?
Yeah, it's great. Obviously, these guys are the future of the organization, so it's nice to kind of get used to some faces. And, you know, I grew a liking to a handful of the guys here, and they're all super great. And, you know, just super cool guys to kind of gel with that you don't really know until you come to a camp like this. So it was fun, and, you know, they got a lot of great guys here, and, you know, I'm excited for the future with this team.
Spend some time working on your golf game much this week?
A couple times, yeah. Got out to Strawberry Farms in Pelican Hill, which was fun. I knew we had some downtime talking to a couple of the guys beforehand, and I figured I'd bring out my clubs and keep the game sharp.
Yesterday was a beach day for you guys. How was that?
Yeah, it was fun. I heard the guys went to Huntington Beach last summer, and this summer we went to Newport, and it was packed. There was lots of people there. We had some fun. We had the spike balls, some volleyballs out there, and we were kind of all just soaking in the sun, trying to get rid of our farmer's tan. So it was a good time.
Some other things a part of this camp, you know, some leadership things, the cooking class as well. What did you take from some of those different types of things off the ice?
Yeah, cooking class is a big one. Obviously, going to be living on my own next year, and up to this point, I've been living at home, and my mom's cooking most of my meals, so it's nice to get a couple of recipes under my belt and kind of learn just how to cook on your own. And that was a cool thing that Jillian taught us. That was nice. And it was a great team bonding all week. We had some fun stuff to do outside of the rink that you know, bonded us closer. We checked out the Oakley whatever you call it, the facility there, and it was kind of cool how they, you know, make all those types of glasses. And yeah, it was a fun week.
Do you feel like you're getting more adjusted adjusted to being here in SoCal?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've had two six-day stints here, and I wouldn't say I'm quite adjusted to the time change yet with family and friends going to bed at 9 o'clock time here. And no, but it's good. You know, like I said, it's it was a fun time this time, and then it was a fun time last time. So I'm excited for next couple months here, getting ready for camp.
So now you head back to Michigan, work on some more training for the rest of your summer. What will that look like for you, and just preparing for, you know, camp towards the end of the year or end of the summer?
Yeah, I mean, sticking to what I've been doing. I've been, you know, training 5-6 days a week and skating 3 to 4 times a week. So that's just going to kind of stick onto that. The training in Michigan at GVN has been, you know, second to the best. That's why so many, you know, studs come out of that place. And yeah, they have a great atmosphere there. And I'm just going to stick to that, play some golf, and obviously sharpen up some skills getting ready for the season here.
Have you kept in touch with any of the Anaheim Ducks roster players, you know, from the one game that you were a part of the team last year?
Yeah, definitely. I reached out to a handful of them. I talked to Stromy a bunch. I talked to Z. I talked to Cam. Cam and I are going to get some skates going at the end of summer because he's out in Michigan too. And I've talked to about 6 or 7 of the guys pretty somewhat frequently. And they've been all super great, saying they've enjoyed their summers. And it's nice to kind of keep in touch with them, so, you know, they're not complete strangers when I come back here in September.
Cutter, one last one for you. Did you take a look at the Ducks schedule yet? Did you see some of those dates coming up?
Briefly. I haven't really checked it out too much. I just know my mom and my girlfriend are talking about dates they're coming out already with like a 3-game home streak or whatever the case may be, but I haven't really got a chance to look at it too much.
Actually, one more for you. So the new uniforms, the new logo, what do you think of that?
I think they're awesome. You know, I think they're much better than what they had before. And obviously the old Mighty Ducks logo, bringing it back with a new version is pretty cool. I like the orange in it. And I saw the jerseys, and, you know, I think they're sweet. I'm excited to hopefully rock them soon.
Cutter, good luck the rest of your summer. Enjoy it, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Guess it's been a long time since you had development camp for yourself, but what's it like being a part of it? I mean, just all these years later, still being a part with the Ducks and seeing these young kids.
It's fun. I mean, I'm having a blast right now. I get to come in and go on the ice from day to day and shoot on goalies and work with the guys and kind of give my input where I can and just be around. It's a lot of fun for me.
I saw you still have your shot down.
I never had it during when I was playing. I was always passing, but no, it's great. I've had an absolute blast here.
When I talked with Cutter, he shared that he was working on face-offs with you, and he said that there's really no one better to teach him than you. But what was that like, getting to help him develop this week?
Well, that's the nice thing with some of these kids that come up and approach you, and that's a very good sign when they want information. Cutter came, we had a discussion after practice the one day, and we'll continue to work with them. It's one of the harder things coming to the NHL as a young player is understanding that circle and how important it is.
Also want to ask you about the two first rounders, Beckett and Stian. What were your impressions of seeing them for the first time on the ice in person and just how they were able to integrate into camp this week?
I thought they were both great. Outstanding kids that were working hard, and you notice them on the ice, which is great. That's what we want out of those picks, is that they're going to come out and push and make sure that they're driving the force out there.
All right, Getz, thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, we're joined by Taryn Smith now, the Ducks' third round 79th overall pick. Taryn, this is your first Ducks development camp, but I want to go back to the draft. When you heard your name called, what was that moment like for you and your family?
Yeah, obviously a pretty cool moment. Being able to experience that with my mom, dad, and sister, that's pretty sweet. Honestly, maybe blacked out a little bit, but but it was pretty cool to kind of have my name called in front of them, so.
Did you have any idea that you might be heading to Anaheim?
Honestly, no. Not like most teams seem similarly interested. I talked to Anaheim a little bit at the combine and stuff like that, but they didn't really stick out to me compared to any other teams, but obviously a pretty sweet spot to be development-wise, and then obviously I'm in California, so that's pretty sweet.
Have you been to California before?
Yeah, I was in San Diego a couple years ago with my grandparents, and it was a pretty cool spot down there. Never been to the ocean before, so it's cool.
As far as this development camp, what are some things that you're hoping to get out of it and continue to showcase your skills?
I think just soaking it in as much as I can and kind of being a sponge throughout the week. I think this is only day two and I've already learned so much, whether that's on the ice and off the ice. I know we're going to learn a lot about dieting and stuff like that. And then also today we were learning lots about skating strides. So I think all that stuff's pretty cool. So kind of just be a sponge throughout the week.
Do you like to cook? I hear you guys are going to a cooking class.
Yeah, I don't cook a ton, but I'd be lying to you if I said I cook a lot. But I don't mind cooking. Definitely something I'd like to start doing a little more of. So
I want to ask you about playing in the WHL, your season with Everett. You know, you had a really great year defensively for your position. What do you think helped you stand out when you got ready for the draft?
I think the biggest thing was just how much I learned there. Obviously, I didn't play there when I was 16, so this was kind of my rookie year there because of an injury. So having a coach like Dennis Williams and Everett, obviously someone who understands hockey and understands what it takes to be a pro, I think he taught me so much in the little time that he could. And I have a lot of this year to accredit to him. So.
You played alongside Owen Zellweger for a little bit, just a few games, but what was it like getting to know him?
That was pretty sweet. He's a pretty surreal guy. Honestly, I've never really seen anyone like him before. He's kind of a freak of nature. I lived with him for a couple months in Everett, and it was kind of cool to kind of see his eating habits and his off-ice habits and how well he treats his body and how much he acts like a pro. So I feel like I definitely learned just as much as him as I would from anyone else. So
one of the other guys in this draft class that you already had played with was Ethan Procession, with Canada at the U17 Hockey Challenge. You know, knowing him, does it give you a little bit of comfort coming into development camp too?
Yeah, definitely. Having someone that you kind of have, you know, like you said, played with and then kind of got to know previously, it's pretty nice. Not really knowing a ton of guys, definitely a little bit difficult, but I feel like everyone, all the guys in the room are super good and everyone's made it easy to kind of gel together, so it's been good.
Taryn, I know that Glenn Cochran was the scout that was watching you. Did you have much of a relationship with him?
No, not really. I didn't talk to him a whole bunch. Obviously, that's a pretty cool moment, mm-hmm. what happened at the draft and stuff like that. I know my mom thought that was probably the coolest thing ever, and I agree with her. That was pretty sweet. So,
one last one for you. What do you like to do outside of hockey? What are some of your hobbies? What can you tell Ducks fans?
Back home, we're grain farmers, so lots of time in the off season. I'm in the field picking rocks, planting seed and stuff like that.
Wow.
So, yeah.
A lot of strength and conditioning, I guess, then in the off season if you're farming.
Yeah, a little bit. Walking around in a field in plus 20 is not the most fun thing, but yeah, I guess it gets the job done.
Taryn, thanks so much and congratulations. Welcome to Anaheim.
Yeah, thank you.
And just a reminder that we have exciting news. Gettle is now the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L, we make comfort easy to spell. Joined now by Austin Bernovic. Austin, you weren't at the draft, but in hearing your name called by the Anaheim Ducks, you get that phone call. What was that moment like for you?
It was an honor for sure. It's an honor to be, selected by, such a great organization. Camp's been great so far, and yeah, it's been great.
Had you had many conversations with the Ducks?
To be honest, no, not really, not really at all. So I mean, I'd say it was a surprise for sure, but definitely a good one.
Where were you when you got the call?
I was at our family lake house, just hanging out with the family. Just kind of chilling out.
And you were, I'm sure, surprised when you saw the number come up and wondering, oh, okay, what's going to happen now?
Yeah, for sure. I was actually got the call from my agent first and then by the Ducks a little bit later on.
So you're a Minnesota native. Tell me a little bit about some things that you like to do off the ice.
Yeah. Obviously hockey's a lot, but in the time where I'm not playing hockey, I'm usually, at the golf course, like I said, at the cabin, spending time with family and friends, and yeah.
As far as your game, how do you feel like you were able to grow it so that you were ready to be, potentially drafted this year and take it to the next level?
Yeah, for sure. I think a big part of that was maybe not going into college last year and, choosing to play, another year of juniors before in order to keep developing and, make sure I'm ready to go into college.
How did the national team development program help you get ready?
Yeah, for sure. It was, you know, a lot of development there. Like, you know, every day going up against the best guys, but might not have been, I might not have had the most opportunity there. And that kind of goes back to, you know, like I said, going and playing another year of juniors and just making sure I'm ready.
Yeah, playing in Madison, what was that like, just being around those guys every day and just getting ready for this level?
Yeah, it was great. You know, like I said, it might have been a little bit different. I had a different role there, and, you know, maybe I'm playing those top 6 minutes and, you know, on the power play, things like that. But we had a great group of guys, and super grateful to have played there.
Committed to St. Cloud. Fun to stay in the home state. Will your family be able to come down and see you at games?
Yeah, for sure. I don't know if they'll miss any. Yeah, super close to home. Grew up going to games there. Both my parents actually went there. You know, I've really great relationship with coaching staff there. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Have you ever been to California, or is this your first time?
Maybe one time when I was really little, but I consider this my first time, and it's been great so far. So
I was gonna say, not that you've had that much time to see things yet, but what have you thought about the area and the facilities here?
It's been great. Like I said, facility is awesome. You know, just stepping outside the rink and, you know, that weather every day, it's been awesome.
I know one of the things that you're going to get to do is a cooking class. Do you like to cook?
Yeah. I'm a work in progress for sure, but yeah, something to look forward to for sure.
Austin, congratulations on being drafted. Welcome to Anaheim, and I hope you enjoy the week.
Thank you.
Daryls Olyanskis joins us now on Duck Stream. Daryls, you weren't at the draft, but when did you find out that you were going to be an Anaheim Duck?
Like, right when the pick was made, I got the call from my agent, and he like congratulated me with the draft, and I was watching with my family also. So yeah, right after the pick, I knew that.
Were you home in Latvia?
Yeah, I was home with my family, my grandparents, and my like other friends, and watching the draft.
Was it a dream come true moment? How excited were you?
I think just like the start of the path, but it was really, I was really excited for the, just proud for the all the work that has been done, and for the organization I've been selected by.
Had you spoken with the Anaheim Ducks before?
Yeah, we had like one call 2 weeks before the draft, and like I felt like I was interested, and yeah.
As far as your game, how do you feel like you were able to develop it this past season to get you ready to be drafted?
I think I had like good offensive tools, but I just worked on like more defense and more being confident with puck in defense and getting those smart plays.
You were playing in the Sweden's top junior league. Playing against some of that competition, do you feel like that also helped you to get ready for this?
Yeah, of course. I was like underage in the IHG U20 league in Sweden, so I played against all fours, and I think like that's the way I got here.
I'm assuming this is the first time you've been to California.
Yeah, it is.
What do you think of it so far?
I haven't seen much, but really hot weather, and I have heard it's really nice beaches in San Diego, and yeah, looking forward to see more outside of arena.
Yeah, I think you're going to be able to see some of it this week, especially on Thursday with some of the plans. But what have you thought about development camp so far?
I just taking every moment I can and just enjoying every moment I can.
Did you know anyone that is here?
Not personally. I just knew some star names and some first rounds. And yeah.
Did you call your family yet to tell them anything about California so far?
It's hard to, like, we have a really big time zone, like 10 hours. So I just try to send some messages and some videos if I can.
So what are some other things that you like to do outside of hockey?
Just like hang out with friends, just play some other sports, and like enjoy, like, yeah.
All right, Daryls, congratulations. Welcome to Anaheim, and thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Joined by Colson Petrie now. Colson, it's been a year since I've seen you. How was the year in Flint?
It was a good season. I learned a lot, got new coaches, and I think as a team we came together, and I learned how to be a leader, and I got better as a player and person.
You wore an A this year. Just talking about learning to be a leader, you know, what was that experience like?
It was a pretty good experience, like being honored by the boys like that, and being sought after, or saw seen as a leader. It was a great experience and surreal for me. It's something I've always wanted to do in the OHL.
What was it like having your brother with you? I know you played on a line sometimes too. So what was that like, just having him along for the ride?
It was a great experience. Like, it was a dream of ours always growing up, trying to play on the same team. But he's 2 years younger, so it wasn't really something we could do. But when he got to Flint, he grew a lot. And then this year playing with me, I think he took a big step forward.
As far as development camp, this is now your second one. This year a little different, having signed your entry-level contract. But what has this one been like so far?
Definitely being one of the older guys is it's a good thing here. I know what to expect, and I know what I need to do coming into it. I feel like this year I've done a lot better for myself, preparing for it, and keep moving forward.
What are some of the things that you have already done here in development camp this week, or that you're looking forward to working on?
Actually, the stuff we worked on today, like a lot of escape moves and puck protection. I think that's somewhere in my game I can definitely improve a lot, and I think if I get that down, I'll be much better.
Signing your entry-level contract, I mentioned it, but what was that moment like, just knowing, okay, now it's time to turn the page, become a professional?
It's an unbelievable feeling, and like going into it, my agent said this is just one step forward, and you're not there yet. So I think looking at it that way, I got a ways to go, and I've got to keep moving forward.
Getting a little bit more used to California now?
Definitely. The heat still throws me off a little bit, but and the sun, actually. I get burned pretty easily. But other than that, it's been really good.
I want to ask you about your training this summer. I know you've been down in Florida, and I heard that you drove from Michigan to Florida, but your car broke down?
Yeah. So driving down, I was like a week and a half there, and then I dropped my girlfriend off at the airport. As soon as I pulled out of the airport, like, my engine blew up. So I had to Uber for a while, and then my mom brought my brother's car down for me. So car might not be fixed till like December. It's gonna be a long road.
How has the training been in Florida?
Oh, it's been unbelievable. Mike Barwis, our head trainer, he's an unbelievable guy, and he knows his stuff. I've gotten a lot stronger, and I put on a lot of weight since I've been there.
You feel like some of your eating habits and all of that have changed too?
Definitely. Cause like, you're living on your own now. I gotta cook for myself and stuff, shop. So it definitely teaches you how to be a grown up and like get ready for next year.
All right, Colson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Joined now by Igor Sidorov. Igor, you had quite the year in Saskatoon, 50 goals season as well. What made you so successful?
I mean, we had a great team, and all the teammates support me and support the team, and you had a good run in the playoff. Yeah, I just trying to help the team to win, and I can score goals, so yeah, and I just like score goals and help the team.
What were some of the things that you worked on in your game to elevate your play this year?
I mean, I talk a lot with Jim Johnson, with development coaches, and I think I start playing more 200-foot game, so it's where I need in the big next level. AHL or NHL, it's a really important play there, 200-foot game, so I think I did a really good job at the end of the season and the playoff especially with that, so yeah.
You're back here for your second development camp. How is it this year, now that you've had one under your belt, you're kind of a little bit more used to it, maybe some familiar faces in the room, but how's it been going this week?
Great. I mean, it's a great organization. We're practicing workouts, everything, so I'm happy to be here.
What are some of the things that you have been able to work on this week?
Lots of skating, power skating, technique. It's what I need in the corners, right? And gym too, had a hard workout, so yeah, I'm excited to go to Florida after development camp. It's Barbies, mm-hmm. to the Barbies, so I need more muscles, I need to be stronger, so.
Put on a little bit of weight,
yeah,
too.
For sure, I'm gonna do that, absolutely.
Working on your diet plan, have you been cooking much, or are you gonna learn a little bit about that coming
yeah,
up?
Yeah, we cooked yesterday.
Okay.
So that was actually fun. It's impressive. I can't cook, so I'm happy with that.
I saw Matt McIlvain speaking with you on the ice. How has he been helpful this week?
Yeah, he's good. Good guy, great player, and yeah.
So you just also signed your entry-level deal. How exciting was it to get that done and just to think about your professional career now?
Yeah, that's I'm going to make my dream come true. So, but three steps: first step drafted, second signed, and then third play in NHL. So, I'm really close, and we'll do everything to make a team this year.
What have you thought about California again? Now that you're getting a little more used to it.
Yeah, I love it. It's really hot, so lots of sun, vitamin D, so I love it. I love it.
All right, Igor, thank you so much for catching up with me, and good luck the rest of the week.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're here at the Ducks Development Camp. I'm joined now by Jan Mischak. Jan, I didn't get a chance to talk to you when you were traded to the Ducks from Montreal, but since then, I mean, you played 14 games with the Gulls over the season. How was that?
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was honestly different. This just a new change, new team, trying to settle down with everything, like life outside. So that was honestly a little bit difficult, but you know, the people over there are really nice, tried to help me, so that was easy.
This is your first Ducks development camp. What have you thought about it in the past 2 days so far?
It's been nice, honestly. Like, I like the environment here, I like the people. It seems like everyone has like passion, and there's a good mood around, so I'm happy to meet all the people I didn't met before, so it's an amazing experience.
I saw you on the ice talking with Tomáš Šuchánek, and I know that's a good friend of yours. How is it just having him here for this?
Well, it's awesome. We're also roommates. Every time I have a chance, I love to chirp him, and he loves to chirp me, so we have a good relationship, so it's awesome. Also, I had him in San Diego last season, so like I said, we have a good relationship.
When you played in the OHL for Hamilton, you were teammates with Mason McTavish. What was that like playing with him?
That was awesome. Like, Mason was the kind of guy who just loved to work. We also stayed together before or after practicing some stuff, like shooting and everything. So he's a great guy with great work ethics, and it was really nice to play with him. Yeah.
Getting to be with this new organization, what are some things that you felt like you were able to grow your game in the end of the season with the Gulls and you're hoping to do this summer?
Yeah, I let's say this stuff we are doing here, it's awesome. Like the skating stuff, shooting stuff, it's perfect. I'm excited to be here and put it on the next level. That's awesome.
What do you think about California?
It's different. Yeah, it's nice. Different stuff. There's a sea around, good weather, so it's amazing. Yeah.
Jan, thanks so much for chatting with us.
Thank you.
And get your home cozy with Gettle Rejuvenation for just $129. We'll prep your HVAC for the season so you're ready to cheer on our Ducks. Call 866-671-9822 or visit Gettle.com/Ducks. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.